At Armstrong, your connectivity is backed by local technicians, our 24-7 network operations team, and our 24-7 customer service center. Armstrong, unmatched employees, unmatched customer care, unmatched fiber network.
You are listening to the Armstrong Butler Buzz podcast, your source for what is happening in Butler County. This episode is also available in video format on YouTube. Just search for The Neighborhood Channel. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Armstrong Butler Buzz. Hi, well, I'm really excited to reintroduce you to my friend and colleague from BC3, Barb Gade. Barb is the grant director of the Adult Literacy Program at the college. Mm-hmm. And both Barb and I have been there a long time, and I know you love what you do.
I do. It is the love of my life.
It is, I know. And I get to work with Barb. I see that love every day. Mm-hmm. Tell the audience, though, those that are not familiar with adult literacy at BC3, there's a lot you offer in regards to programs.
Yes, we do prepare people to get ready to take their GED test, and people normally know about that.
Okay.
We also have adult basic education classes for students that need reading and writing and mathematical help to maintain where they are in life.
Okay.
And we also have ESL classes, personal finance classes, and computer classes that we offer to the public. And all of these classes are free.
And, you know, I was at an event in the community yesterday, and somebody asked me about free computer classes. So they're coming your way, Barb.
Yes. Oh, good.
Now, something that we both know, and I think it's so important to emphasize, for example, the ESL program has really, you've seen a great need and increase in numbers every year, right?
Yes. It's grown exponentially. We started off with a class in Butler and a class in Cranberry.
Okay.
That we offered for ESL. The ESL class yesterday, we did an orientation and we oriented 44 new ESL students. And there are 64 students that are returning. These are mostly Cranberry students.
Okay. So you have over 100 students.
Yes.
That you are just in that one program.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm thinking that you probably could use, I know you have a great team.
Yes, we do.
But we know as we grow, we could always use more support, more staff, more teachers. Mm-hmm. So what kind of employment opportunities might be available?
We do have employment opportunities for part-time teachers that
okay.
will teach a class. And generally, our classes are 2 days a week.
Okay.
So that they're contracted for those 2 days. We also have opportunities for tutors
okay.
and for classroom aides. And as our classrooms grow, we need more classroom aides.
Sure. And I know that type of work because I've done this type of work, too, over the years. Working and supporting students mm-hmm. is very rewarding.
Yeah, it is.
Can you give us an example of a story, somebody that's gone through some of your programs and, you know, where did they start? Where are they today?
Yes. Just recently, we had a woman that came through our program. She came to us because she had memory effects from long-term COVID.
Oh, wow.
And she had a job that she loved, but because of her memory loss, she wasn't able to do it anymore.
Okay.
So she came back to get her GED and to help her memory.
Okay.
And she got her GED, since has gone to BC3, and currently she just came back and told us she got accepted into the fall RN class at BC3. So she's going to be a nurse.
She's going to be a nurse and she's going to be a rock star. Congratulations.
Yes.
That is wonderful. I love those stories.
Yes.
Now, I know we have a fun event coming up that your department organizes along with the Butler PM Rotary, right?
Yes.
And that's the Literacy Luncheon?
Yes, we have the Literacy Luncheon coming up. It's our sixth Literacy Luncheon that we've had.
Aww.
And the PM Rotary is great. They have supported us immensely. We have we decorate tables according to the themes of books.
Okay.
And we have Stevens Kitchen and Catering comes in and does our catering for us. So it's a nice luncheon. We always have a local author, and this year it's Juliette Godeau,
okay.
Who speaks about her writing process and also does a little snippet from her book. She does a little reading from her book.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah. And so all the money goes to the adult literacy program through the BC3 Education Foundation.
Okay. When is this event?
This event is on February 18th. Okay. It starts at, that's a Sunday, and it starts at 12 o'clock and runs until approximately 4 o'clock.
Okay. And that's going to be at BC3's main campus. And from the pictures, I have not personally been to this event. I mean, it looks like it sells out, Barb. You get a lot of people.
We get a lot of people. You know, it. Last year, I think last year we had 36 tables that were decorated.
And 36 tables.
Yeah, it was pretty full.
Pretty full.
And so we have room for a few more decorators. So okay. If you want to decorate, the only cost for that is whatever it takes you to decorate your table according to your book theme. And then our tickets for the luncheon are $35.
Right. And you also have during the event a basket raffle. People mm-hmm. love that.
And we have a silent auction. And I know this year we have some Penguin tickets that are going to be there, and also an escape to Seven Springs.
Which I need, so maybe I should come.
Yeah.
Now tell me, Barb, before you leave us today, mm-hmm. I would think that, and I know because I have seen the pictures, there are some of the tables. Can you describe some of the themes from the past?
Yeah, we've had things like the somebody decorated, according to the book, The Hungry, Hungry Caterpillar.
Okay.
We've had adult books like My Iceberg is Melting.
Okay.
We have had the book Gentleman from Moscow.
Okay.
So Breakfast at Tiffany's, right? Yeah.
And I think people, I've seen individuals dress up like the
sometimes
theme.
Sometimes they dress up. That's not a requirement. You don't have to do that. So you come out, you have a nice lunch, you get a little take-home gift from your table. And it's just a really good time.
And it is. And you're helping a great cause.
Yes.
So, Barb, thank you for everything you do.
Sure. Thank you for having us.
Yeah,
here.
You're making a great impact on so many people. Thank you. And please consider supporting this wonderful event that supports our BC3 adult literacy students. Thank you.
When it comes to internet service, you get it all with Zoom from Armstrong. There's unlimited data for unlimited downloads, low latency for seamless streaming and gaming, plus an unmatched fiber network for speeds that can't be beat. Find out for yourself. Go to armstrongonewire.com/zoom and get high-speed internet for as low as $34.95 a month. No contracts, no hidden fees. Just internet made easy. That's Zoom Internet from Armstrong.